Welcome to Beaufort County This Week. Today is Friday, May 3rd, and on this day in 1933, the godfather of soul, James Brown, was born in Barnwell. I'm Matt Golden, and here are your top stories presented by Beaufort County TV. The state legislature is taking steps to help give millions to Jasper County for a new multi-million dollar animal rescue facility. Beaufort County Council has begun interviews for the county administrator position. And Beaufort County Library's new library location in Port Royal will honor former Town of Port Royal Mayor Samuel E. Murray. Plus, we have some events to get you out and about this weekend. All this and more coming up on Beaufort County This Week. Beaufort County is a really popular destination for residents of this world. It's also a popular destination for residents of the supernatural world. Be sure to check out Sea Island Spirits, where VCTV's Cassie Hedden takes us on a journey about local spirits, haunts, legends, and other spooky things in Beaufort County. Find episodes of Sea Island Spirits on VCTV and on the VCTV YouTube channel. From the Island Packet, the state legislature is taking steps to give millions to help Jasper County fund a new multi-million dollar animal rescue facility, even as the nonprofit group's leadership has undergone widespread turnover and dysfunction for nearly a year. As the 2024 session of the General Assembly wraps up this month, Jasper County's legislators are considering whether and how to include money in the state budget for the shelter. Money would also come from the county and other sources. Few, if anyone, disagree that dilapidated Jasper County-owned building suffers from issues such as overcrowding, a backed-up sewer system, rat infestation, and natural wear and tear. In November, a representative from Florida nonprofit animal group inspected the Jasper Animal Rescue Mission shelter and offered several suggestions for improvements. One solution proposed by county officials is construction of an $8 million facility that would be an expansion to the Beaufort County Animal Campus in Okadee. Officials want the state to pay $6.4 million. Jasper County taxpayers would put up the remaining 20%. From the Island Packet, nearly 10 months after firing their last top executive, in an era described by one council member as a mess, county leaders began this week interviewing candidates for a permanent replacement. As chairman of the Beaufort County Council, I am pleased to confirm that interviews for the vacant administrator position are underway. Council Chair Joe Passman said, "We are committed to a thorough and transparent selection process to ensure the best candidate is chosen to lead our county forward." So far this week, the council had 4 closed-door executive sessions, 2 on Monday and 2 on Tuesday, signaling at least 4 candidates have been interviewed as of Wednesday. The agendas for the meetings read, to engage in discussions incident to employment, appointment, or compensation for a person regulated by a public body. One of the candidates is known to the council. According to county spokesperson Hannah Nichols, John Robinson did apply for the permanent administrator position and is participating in the interview process. He has been the interim administrator since late July of 2023. It is unknown if he was one of the people who interviewed already this week. From the Island Packet, in Kevin Phillips' mind, there was no other choice. "It's perfect," the Town of Port Royal mayor said of Beaufort County Council's official resolution to name the Beaufort County Library System new 6th library location in the Town of Port Royal in honor of the former Port Royal Mayor Samuel E. Murray. Located at 1408 Paris Avenue, the planned library will be the first for the Town of Port Royal. Mayor Murray served as a member of town council for 18 years and as mayor for 6 consecutive terms. While in office, Mayor Murray oversaw beautification projects, new infrastructure, and expanded the small business community. Mayor Murray also is instrumental in kicking off the redevelopment of Port property. "It's wonderful that County Council could recognize Mayor Samuel E. Murray for his many years of service to the Town of Port Royal," Councilmember Alice Howard said. "His dedication to public education in Beaufort County and his commitment to public service to the Town of Port Royal helped make the town what it is. Honoring his memory with this library branch will be a daily reminder of his legacy." And now, here are some events to get you out and about. First off, Saturday at 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., it's the Caring Heart 2nd Annual Car, Truck, Jeep, and Bike Show in Ridgeland at 893 Race Highway in Ridgeland. Caring Hearts of SC is a 501c3 nonprofit that assists families that are coping with chronic illness or serious injury. Last year's shows had more than 160 vehicles registered and over 1,700 spectators raised $23,000. For more information, please check out the Caring Hearts 2nd Annual Car, Truck, Jeep, and Bike Show's Facebook page. And this weekend at the Coligny Theater, it's the opening weekend for Lost in Yonkers. You don't want to miss Sea Glass Stage Company's performance of Lost in Yonkers, directed by Ron Ruckle at Coligny Theater. Neil Simon's Pulitzer Prize-winning dramedy beautifully captures the humor, conflict, and heartbreak of a Jewish family living in Yonkers in 1942. The story follows two teenage brothers as they move in with their somewhat estranged relatives, a family full of odd characters and questionable motives. For more information, head over to allevents.in. And as always, there's fun movie action at Highway 21 Drive-In. This weekend on Screen 1, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 8:30, you can see The Fall Guy rated PG-13. And at 10:45, you can see Abigail rated R. On Screen 2 at 8:30, you can see Turo rated PG-13, followed by Ghostbusters Frozen Empire rated PG-13 at 10:50. And finally, May the 4th be with you. For all you sci-fi lovers, you know this is May the 4th weekend. This is your time to enjoy it. 8:30 on Screen 3 is Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, rated PG, followed by the 1979 movie Alien, rated R, at 10:50 p.m. Hopefully, some of these events piqued your interest, and maybe I'll see you out and about this weekend. Have a fun and safe weekend, Beaufort County. And as always, we ask you check with our friends at Beaufort County Animal Services, where you can find courtesy posts for missing pets, found pets, and pets that you can adopt. Today we'd like to highlight Nova. Please help us find Nova a home. Sadly, she has been through a very traumatic experience growing up and is now fear reactive. We would love if someone could take her in as an only dog and help her grow out of her shell and provide her with a safe space. She loves playing fetch and going on walks. She loves going to the lake and playing in the water. She's very eager to please, loves learning, and is a big cuddle bug. Thanks for tuning in to Beaufort County This Week. This podcast is a production of BCTV. Matt Golden, production specialist. Cassie Hedden, production specialist. Chloe G, social media and production specialist. Tony Verga, director. All rights reserved.